Hi, I'm Anika, and you're listening to Beyond Sheep-Faced, another podcast recording where the cats are here. Well, Bo's here. He's in the window working hard, if you haven't really caught up, because I'm behind. I'm behind on posting episodes, but little Bo Peep, as my brother calls him, Peep Peep, as I refer to him as, was in the animal hospital. He's doing okay now. You know, Bo, he's been a very expensive kitten. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, I'm airing out his business on the podcast. Anyways, today's episode is going to be all about the sins and crimes I've committed. And you're probably thinking, Anika, you committed crimes? These are skincare crimes, okay? Please don't go reporting me to anyone because I will not appreciate you reporting me to the skincare police. That's for darn sure, okay? I'm gonna preface this by saying, yes, some of these things I did do when I was in aesthetic school. And you're probably thinking, you what? Say that God does give, he gives the hardest battles to the strongest soldiers, and I was a strong soldier, okay? I effed up. And you're probably thinking, Nika, what did you do? The real question is really what didn't I do? You know? Because in the grand scheme of it all, at the time, I called it like my miracle toner. And you're probably thinking, okay, like what's wrong with a miracle toner? Like, hiccups. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. My miracle toner. Oh my goodness. This is so embarrassing. Why am I having hiccups like this? So, at the time, I called this miracle toner, and it was, oh my goodness, the hiccups are not letting me be good. I'm so sorry listening to this. We're gonna push through. The miracle toner was 99% alcohol. Yes, I didn't stutter when I said this. Rose water and witch hazel. And in my head, I was like, this is a sleigh, you know? And I'm not gonna lie to you. Mistakes were made. I definitely risked my whole skin barrier and more for this miracle toner, and I used it, and I'm not gonna lie, I probably overused it, but it worked. It freaking worked at the time anyways, because during aesthetic school, I also did in fact have to go back on acne medication because my acne was just a mess. That's just what it's gonna come down to. My skin was not at its best, and, you know, it happens. It happens. I want to preface this by saying, like, if you're someone who suffers from, like, acne and all of that kind of stuff, like, this is definitely not something to, like, feel self-conscious about. Like, it's way more common than people realize, especially being an adult. Like, I was always under the like assumption like, oh, acne only happens like when you're a teenager, and like once you get to be an adult, you're done. Like your acne goes away. It doesn't. You can be like 30s, 40s and still be getting acne. So here I am using my miracle toner, and I decided I was going to like start a little side hustle, a little skincare side hustle, if you will, of, you know, selling said miracle toner to people. Someone I was friends with at the time, she did end up buying it. I don't know if she actually used it, but she did end up buying it. And you know what? It did what it needed to do. Obviously, then I learned way more. And I think I have, like, I want to say, I have the estheticians and people that I followed really to thank for the grand scheme of all of this, because I think without them, I probably would have effed up my skin even more than I already had. So I learned my lesson. We are not doing the DIY routes. You're probably thinking, well, duh, that wasn't the end of it. That was not the end of it. Because I did also use, really what it comes down to is what didn't I use at the time. This is not even going back to like my younger years, because this was like me in my like early-ish mid-20s. I did also use the Aztec Healing Clay Mask. I think I was using it like 3, 4, 5 times a week. That was a lot. And when I tell you that, I was like, my skin is glowing. My skin was so dry. You probably could have lit a match on it. But I was convinced that my skin looked good. And I was just like, yeah, I am living my best life. Like, this is it. I have made it in life with my like Aztec Healing Clay Mask. I was also using Natanola. If you don't know what Natanola is, best described as it has hydroquinone, hydrococone, if you will, which is a bleaching agent. There's multiple different, you know, bleaching creams on the market, but I had really bad, okay, bad might not be the right word. I had some hyperpigmentation from the acne, and I was like, I want to get rid of this ASAP. As we know, quick fixes don't work. And if you didn't know, now you know, quick fixes don't work, okay? Don't believe what anyone tells you. Quick fixes, they cost a price. So here I am, keying all of this type of stuff. And yeah, it was working. But the thing that people don't tell you about bleaching agents is that they will bleach the dark spots, but they're going to bleach the good spots of your skin. It was also giving me a terrible rash on my forehead. But I was stopping at absolutely nothing because I was like, I want flawless skin. All of these other people that I follow, they don't have dark spots. They don't have hyperpigmentation. They don't have any of this. I want clear, smooth skin. So I was just looking up all the DIY things. I think I'm pretty sure I used like honey as well as like a face mask, because I saw like honey does help with acne. And I'm not saying that some of these things don't help with acne. I'm just saying that you probably don't want to do them. You know, in the grand scheme of it all, what ended up happening is that I ended up spending way more money fixing and correcting my skin than I needed to because of all of these like quick fixes, the DIY, all of this kind of stuff. And it freaking sucked. I'm not gonna lie to you, it freaking sucked. Like I know I had to do them in the grand scheme and the like in the bigger whole thing of it all. I had to do it because I needed to learn. I needed to learn. That's like I can't not lie to you. I needed to learn the hard way. However, the things I know now, like would I repeat those same mistakes? No. I would have emphasized the importance of, yeah, you need to wear your sunscreen. You need to reapply your sunscreen. And sunscreen's not just a summertime thing. Sunscreen is a year-round thing. And your sunscreen's only as good as if you reapply it. So, however, though, there's no denying that my aesthetics instructor, even though she was a black woman, she didn't really emphasize wearing sunscreen. There wasn't a lot of education on sunscreen and skin of color. And I've talked a lot about this. I think that's a huge problem when it does come to going to aesthetic school, is that, yeah, there's not a lot of education on skin of color and like emphasis on wearing sunscreen. And my aesthetics instructor, she definitely made some ignorant comments to people. And not just to me, but other people in the class. And you know, if you're someone who has suffered from acne, then you know that like it affects your confidence, it affects the way that you view yourself. And I just remember one of the instructors, I had taken some time off and I had come back to school, and she was like, "Oh my God, your skin looks even worse than the last time I saw you." Wait a damn minute. Wait a damn minute. Like, realistically, you, an aesthetics instructor, why are you telling someone that their skin looks worse than the last time you saw them? Like, what was the reason for this? So I think that's like when I went down the route of looking up Pinterest, you know, DIY things. I was just willing to do anything and everything because I was just so self-conscious. I was just feeling so bad about myself, and I was super insecure that I was willing to just like risk anything and everything because I felt horrible about myself. There's like, I'm not even gonna lie to you and sugarcoat it. Like, I just really felt horrible about myself, and it really freaking sucked. And I would tell anyone who's listening to this, like, if you're someone who's like struggling with your skin right now, find a good esthetician, find a good dermatologist, ask questions, get educated as much as you can. It's worth it because you will learn so much, take in as much information, and it's okay to ask questions. Like, you're not being annoying. I love when clients ask me questions. You know, get a detailed routine, do all of the things. Less, I promise you this, when I say this, less is more. You don't need to be scrubbing your face to scrub the acne away. You don't have acne because you're dirty, because you're gross, whatever it is, all of those, you know, I can't think of the word right now, but all those like misconceptions and like ignorant things that people assume you have acne, because it's not the case. There's so many different reasons why you have acne. Maybe it's your genetics. Maybe it's stress. Maybe it's hormones. Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's just like you're not cleansing your face properly. Properly. Oh my goodness. There could be so many different reasons why you don't. And you currently like don't have the skincare and the skin goals that you need to have. And also, like, glass skin is not feasible for everyone. I think so many people think, like, wait, what? What do you mean it's not feasible to everyone? It's not. It's not me saying that to be like that. I just realized, like, I'm just someone who has those type of genetics from both sides when it comes to acne, that, like, realistically speaking, I'm always going to be that person who is going to struggle with hormonal acne. My mom had it, my dad had it, my cousins have it. It's just a part of my genetics and makeup, and that's okay. Like, it is okay. Now, obviously, would my skin have probably improved if I hadn't made the mistakes and done the DIYs and looked for the quick fixes? I don't know. Sometimes I ask myself that, like, okay, if you hadn't have done these, like, DIY things, would your skin have improved more than what it was? I don't know, man. I don't know. And I feel like it's funny to be like, what do you mean you don't know? But I, like, genuinely, I don't know. Like, I wonder that, and I'm like, would it have? But I think, too, I wasn't, like, committed. Like, I was committed, but I was also just, like, looking for anything and everything. And I feel like if you're not serious, then, like, you're just kind of, like, wasting your money. And that's what I try to tell people. It sounds horrible to say, but, like, if you aren't serious, then, yeah, you are wasting your money. There's no point in doing all of this stuff if you're not going to take it seriously. So between the, you know, Miracle Toner, the Aztec Healing Clay Mask, I was also using the Pixi Glow Tonic and the Ordinary's Glycolic Acid Cleanser. Not cleanser, toner. At the time, I'm like 99% sure, at the time, the cleansers were, those toners were 10%. I swear now they're not, but at the time, at the time they were 10%. So Aztec Healing Clay Mask every single day or every other day, depending on how my skin was doing. We're using the bleaching cream. We're using the Miracle Toner. I think I was using the CeraVe Foaming Cleanser. I don't have a problem with that. If y'all know me, you know I love CeraVe. However, I realized I was also using the niacinamide plus zinc serum. It was too much. You see, like, I haven't stopped telling you what I've been using. That should tell you that I was doing way too freaking much. Okay? Not too much now. Not too much. And I was just like, what is not too much? Because it's clearly not enough. But I was just so convinced that, like, if I used more, then I would see results faster. And I did not see them results faster. Like, literally at all. Literally at all. What results? Because it took me as much as I... For as long as I tried to, like, you know, do all of those things, it took me just as long to fix my face, which sucks. But now I know better, and I'm grateful that I went through as much as I did, because, like, it's made me a better esthetician. It's made me, like, a better person. And honestly, overall, like, I think I can talk about these things because, like, I did them, you know? I'm not gonna lie to you. When I was in university, those DIY methods were even worse. I have done the coconut oil. I was definitely using coconut oil in my hair. Oh gosh, we're not even gonna talk about the DIY things I did for my hair. But I definitely was a coconut oil girly in my hair. coconut oil on the body, coconut oil to exfoliate, coffee grounds. Like, when I say I've tried it, I've tried it. I've tried the honey as a face mask, eggs in the hair mask, mayonnaise as a hair mask. There really is not much I have not tried. And I was using St. Ives, the apricot scrub, and a Clarisonic. Like, when I say that I was doing it, I was doing it more. Which is why I'm like, we're gonna have to do like a whole other episode, because it's just like, Nika. But again, like, you're just kind of doing this stuff that like your parents kind of told you to use, and like the things that you saw in 17 magazine and stuff. Like, the stuff in 17 magazine was like very much DIY stuff, which I don't know. I think it's a part of girlhood and just like becoming a woman. You gotta crawl before you can walk, and before you can drive, you gotta learn how to, you gotta go through the ropes. However, if I knew someone starting out now and they're like skincare and stuff like that, I would definitely steer them in the right direction. You're listening to Beyond Sheepface podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Beyond Sheepface. You can find my beauty, lifestyle, skincare, Instagram, and TikTok at Beauty with Bodden. Thanks so much for listening. Can't wait for the next episode to drop.